In our 101st Evidence for God devotional, we turn to the book of Revelation. You may hear people refer to Revelation as the Apocalypse, which we used in our title for that reason. And the reason they refer to Revelation as Apocalypse is because the book of Revelation, in the received Greek text from which our King James Bible was translated, is pronounced Apocalypsis, or Apocalypse. And that word simply means revelation, hence the name of the book in English, and is with the correct title, the Revelation. And it's just simply referred to many times as the book of Revelation. We have a 100-hour study of the book of Revelation where we went verse by verse through all 22 chapters of the book, more than 10 years from the time of this recording. And we refer you to that study, especially our study of Revelation chapter 12 in relation to this Evidence for God devotional on the apocalypse and Jewish history, because Revelation chapter 12 is all about Israel. To start with, let's establish that fact before moving on. Israel is obviously being referred to as we begin with Revelation chapter 12 and verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And we know that this is Israel because it matches, comparing Scripture with Scripture, with the way Israel is portrayed in one of Joseph's dreams back in Genesis. If you look at Genesis 37:9, it says of Joseph, "And he dreamed yet another dream, and told his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." Joseph would be the 12th, because this dream is about his brothers, the sons of Jacob, and there were 12 total. Minus Joseph leaves 11. Jacob was renamed by God as Israel, and he's the patriarch of the nation of Israel. And his 12 sons are the patriarchal founders of the 12 tribes of Israel. And we don't have to guess about this. In the very next verse, Jacob, now known as Israel at this point, responds to Joseph, as we read in Genesis 37:10. "And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth?" The 11 stars refer to Israel, including the tribes, except for Joseph, who makes up the 12. So, having established that Revelation 12 is referring to Israel, we can go on to look at this prophecy with clarity. And we don't have time to go into detail, but it foretells of Israel during the tribulation being delivered during the final 3.5 years of that 7-year period, or 1,203 days, as given in Revelation 12:6, which is exactly 3.5 years on the Jewish lunar calendar. Our purpose is to stop and consider the ramifications of this prophecy. The book of Revelation was written around 3 decades after the temple had been destroyed in 70 AD. And at this point, there is no Israel as a nation. They've been dispersed, scattered around the world, the diaspora. So there's no Israel to speak of, and yet the book of Revelation clearly predicts that there will be a reunification of the Jews in Israel just in time, at the end times, for the beast and the great tribulation. And that's exactly what we are seeing before our eyes today. Only God Almighty could have, and only God Almighty, the God of the Bible, did predict such a thing beyond all realistic odds and beyond any possibility of it being a human work of guess or a product of chance prediction. God is real. God wrote the book of Revelation as he did the other 65 books of the Bible. This is clear evidence for God, and only a fool would ignore such clear evidence. And only a fool would not want to get to know this God who sent his only begotten Son, Jesus of Nazareth, to die on the cross and shed his blood as payment for your sin, rising from the dead, conquering sin and death on my behalf and on yours.